because you got a big field trip.
Yeah, I'm headed down to Grand Prairie to watch our kids run in the regional cross country meet. So we won, we swept the district meet, and so we are we're competing in Grand Prairie next Monday. So I'm going to go there and support those kids. They work really hard, man. If you, you know, I'm to work early in the mornings a lot of times, and those kids are out there running before daylight and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going there and support those kids and let them see my face down there.
And they're running through town, too.
No doubt.
I mean,
yeah,
they're running
really
all over the place.
Crystal Allen and Shannon Jones, they do a great job. And those kids, man, they really compete. And so I'm going to go down there and, like I said, support them in person, let them see my face. And, you know, I think they run around 12. The boys, I think, are 12, and the girls are 12:30 or vice versa. I got to look at that again, and then I'm going to head back down here for practice after that. So.
And the middle school did quite well also.
They did.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Just Gym across the board, they're doing well in cross country. So.
All right. And, of course, this Thursday, 7th grade, 8th grade in JV, where are they going to be? Are they going to be on the road?
Yeah, so 7th and 8th grade will be here.
Okay.
We'll play a combined B game at 4:30.
Right.
Followed by the 7th and 8th, and the JV will be on the road at White Oak at 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, that means if JV's on the road, high school varsity is going to be home.
Yeah, we're home.
And I know you're glad of that.
Yeah, we got a two-game home stretch right now. I try to get a couple wins before we roll into Tatum, you know, but we're not looking ahead anyway, I promise you. We're not good enough to do that. So.
Right. Well, in just a minute, we are going to be talking about White Oak and everything. And, of course, it is definitely now my favorite segment for sure, the you pick 'em, especially after the last 2 weeks. I'm on fire. But we'll talk about that in a little bit because this guy here said, you need to start picking the games before we do. And so I did. And what happened? Jim went undefeated this past week. That's 2 weeks in a row I've gone undefeated. 10-0 the last 2 weeks. Just going to throw that out there. I'm pretty excited. All right, so review time. Tomorrow night, 5, JV starts, followed up by varsity. It will be Queen City at Atlanta for volleyball. First place up for grabs. I mean, it is. It's an opportunity for Atlanta to tie or to fall back with second place by themselves. And we don't, you know, we want... Me, personally, someone said this morning I was a homer. I said, I'm not. I want both teams to be successful in whatever they do.
Yeah.
Because, and I did say this off the air to him, I don't like that they play each other, period. I don't care what sport it is. I don't like the thought of it doing it because you're talking about two different classifications overall. You know, plus you got cousins, stepbrothers, stepsisters, and all that, and there's hate drawn up. And then, you know, the bands competed against each other, you know, like Atlanta – congratulations, the Big Bad of Rabbit Land. They won first place and the People's Choice Award in Winsboro this weekend. Queen City got fourth. But, you know, that's the way it always is in the pre-tournament stuff. And then when it comes to state, it always flips.
Yeah.
Everybody gets mad and all this. Stop. Be happy for both schools, period.
Yeah.
But that's just me. You know, he's not worried about Queen City because – that's not part of his job, right?
No, I'm not worried about them.
Right. I mean, you like Coach Roddy, and, you know, hey, how you doing?
Right? Yeah.
And that's it. But it's not like freaking Queen City, right?
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me neither. I don't care. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break. I'll get off my soapbox now. All right. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more tea. You're probably already good. When we come back, we are going to talk about the Roughnecks of White Oak, which they used to do at their field. That was head paratroopers come in with the football. It was always so cool. I always loved that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't think they do it anymore, but I always thought it was cool.
They didn't do it last year.
They didn't?
They did not.
They knew I wasn't there. That's how it is. Yeah. All right, well, he's Coach Tyler Morton. I'm Jim Davenport, broadcasting live at the Rabbit Patch, 122 East Iron Street, downtown Atlanta. And the girls are ready. They just haven't unlocked the door yet. And, yeah, so we'll just go from there. But I'm going to get some more tea, and when we come back, Roughnecks and Rabbits. That's what we're talking about. Right here on the Atlanta Rabbits Coaches Show on KPYN AM/FM and KPYN.net.
Looking for a fun place to eat? Look no further than the Rabbit Patch at 122 East Hiram in downtown Atlanta. Robert and Jan Carter take pride in serving delicious food in a fun atmosphere. They have 100% certified Angus beef burgers. Their fries are fresh cut, and they have amazing shakes, sundaes, and floats, all made to order with real hand-dipped ice cream. Order online at rabbitpatchatl.com. The Rabbit Patch, 122 East Hiram Street in downtown Atlanta.
If you're planning a visit to or passing through Atlanta, Texas, plan your stay at Travel Inn and Suites on US 59. For travel, pleasure, or business, Travel Inn and Suites is the smart choice. Travel Inn and Suites in Atlanta, Texas now offers extended stay with weekly and bi-weekly rates. To book your stay at Travel Inn and Suites on US 59 in Atlanta, Texas, or for more information, call 903-796-7121. That's 903-796-7121.
Richardson Noble Insurance. Affordable coverage for your auto, home, and commercial needs. Contact Jerry and Cheryl Richardson today or visit RichardsonNobleIns.com to learn how we can help you with high-quality, personalized coverage you can afford.
Richardson Noble Insurance, with two convenient locations, 590 North Kings Highway, Texarkana, and 507 West Main Street, Atlanta. Look for Noble the Bull out front. Contact Jerry and Cheryl Richardson today.
Haven't you worked hard for your money? A successful retirement plan doesn't have to be difficult. It can be constructed with proper discipline and the right investment products. Hi, this is Jeff Peace with Jeff Peace Financial in Atlanta. You deserve a plan of action that may help you have the retirement you've always envisioned. So give me a call at 903-796-7948 and we can sit down and customize a plan to meet your needs. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC.
Have you been shopping for a new or used car? Let Domino Federal Credit Union change car shopping into car driving. Your car loan is important. Domino offers our members competitive loan rates. Not a member of Domino Federal Credit Union? You can join today if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Bowie, Miller, Cass, and Marion counties. WAC equals with approved credit. APR equals annual percentage rate. Rate and term based on credit score. Federally insured by NCUA.
Racket and Jog is pleased to support local high school athletics. We are t-shirt headquarters for the entire Texarkana area. Our famous Racket and Jog tees now come in your school colors. Check out the huge selection of tees from names you know and love, like Patagonia, North Face, Fayette Chill, Lauren James, Southern Tide, Southern Point, and Southern Marsh. Racket and Jog on Richmond Road, two blocks north of the mall. Make Racket and Jog your t-shirt headquarters.
AMFM and KPYN.net. Jim Davenport back with you, broadcasting live at the Rabbit Patch, 122 East Hiram Street, downtown Atlanta. Michaela just did her thing that we see her do every time. She just wiped down the wall here.
She did.
I love that she does that. You know, I hope she does everything, but not, you know, I hope she doesn't use the same rag for the toilet, right? You don't do that, right? Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm just kidding. But, no, this place is always clean, and that's what I love about it and everything. But, yeah, so he's Coach Tyler Morton. I'm Jim Davenport, and it's nobody important about that. But I love that they let us come in here. But we are going to go ahead and crank it up right now, this Friday at 7 o'clock, which I hate. But now I'm starting to hate 7:30 because I've been doing PG games.
Well,
getting home late every night.
Well,
Pittsburgh, good gosh. Anyway, 7 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game will start about 20 minutes to 7 with Dylan, Laney, and Eric, of course. I do want to remind you that. That Dylan, man, he's got such a smooth voice, you know, when he calls the game. But you are taking on a team that is very young. They're 0-7, which... it doesn't matter that they're 0-7. Just ask the Eagles about the Jets this weekend, right?
Colonel Bell.
You know, with Tyler Wilson, who can't quarterback right now, apparently, but did well enough, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, Jalen Hurts didn't help throwing that interception late in the game. But, you still got to play the game. They've lost to Troop, Harmony, Halton, Bullard, Brookhill, which we know those guys, Elkhart, Jefferson, and then, of course, Tatum. And Jefferson and Tatum were not very nice to him. And but neither was Harleton or Harmony or Troop. Yeah. So what do you know about the Roughnecks besides being 0-7 and young?
I know that new coaching staff.
Okay.
So Michael Ludlow took over there. His son's the quarterback. So, you know, anytime you get a coach's kid who's a quarterback, you know the offense is probably going to be efficient. You know, so I think they know who they are. They're a big RPO team, you know, and everything runs through the quarterback. So, like I said, they're young. They don't have anybody that you just go, man, that guy's really scary, like Jefferson.
Right.
Know? But we're not old enough or veteran enough to just show up and beat people.
Right.
You know, and that's going to be the message to our kids here in just a little bit when I see them. During the athletic period, we have to prepare just like we would for anybody else. We have to go out, we have to execute and play hard for four quarters. And, you know, that's going to be the message weekly. But, you know, they've got some tradition at White Oak. You know, they've had a down couple of years, but they've been good in the past. And they seem to always play us tough. So, we'll see.
All right, so RPO, that means quarterback's an athlete automatically, right? I mean, that's what I mean. If you are going to run that type of offense, he better be an athlete, right?
Yeah, he's athletic, and he's a good decision maker, you know. And
what classification?
I think he's a sophomore.
Really?
Yeah, I think he played as a freshman last year. That came from, like, where was he at? He was a head coach somewhere else, like around the Waco area.
Okay.
And his son started some games last year as a freshman for them there in 4A. So he's got some experience.
Right.
You know? Anyway.
So, basically, they're going to try to build around him.
Yeah, they're building everything around him.
Yeah, okay. All right, defensively, they changed anything from last year, even though it's a new coach staff, or it's still about the same?
It's a little bit different schematically.
Okay.
They're multiple front. They play some three down. They play some four down. They play zone covers. They play man covers. They play one high. They play two high. They're kind of all over the place. So, we've got to do a good job of not turning the ball over and sustaining drives. And really, I think we can create some explosive plays on them because of our speed advantage.
Right.
You know, so we've got to take advantage of that and create some explosive plays. I think we feel good about our game plan. So,
well, again, I do want to remind everybody it's at home, and that's something to look forward to anytime. And, of course, I expect the Atlanta faithful to come out, even the naysayers and the bandwagon fans. Come on out. Maybe you'll get a ride, you know what I mean, if you act right. But what I'm saying is come out and support these kids, support the coaches. You know, here's the thing. I'm going to tell anybody and everybody, you don't have to like Coach Tyler Martin. You don't have to. He's not going to care. He's going to coach his butt off. Those kids are going to play for him, you know. But here's the thing. Are you out there sweating your butt off? Are you out there during the summer and all that? That's my big thing. You know, and he kind of got on to me last week about – and not – you know, and I'm not griping about when I said something about Pittman. He thought I was trashing Pittman, but I wasn't. But, you know, but I didn't like the hire of Enos, you know, and I made that very clear. But the thing is, it's so easy to turn because Razorback fans are wishy-washy. That's one of their biggest things. And
I've seen it happen on not just Pittman. I've seen people do it to Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, the guy is the greatest, probably the greatest college coach of all time. If he's definitely in the top five.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're a little down this year, and all of a sudden he's lost his step. He can't coach anymore.
Right.
That. Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Well, Arkansas fans are like, yeah, that's right, because we only beat them, you know. But, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We're physical, and that's why.
Yeah.
You know?
There's people that say that, and maybe there's a little bit of truth to this, and people say that, you know, Bill Belichick was never a great coach. It was all Tom Brady.
Right,
Tom
yeah.
Brady was a very good player, but. It was Tom Brady why they were so good defensively all those years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense. So,
well, I will tell you this, until last week, the Boston Red Sox last game of the season was in October. They outscored the New England Patriots 6-3. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. But see, you're talking about defense. Their offense is what's killing them.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. So, but, all right, so special teams with White Oak. What else are we looking at? Nothing fancy?
Nothing fancy. They're solid. They're a rugby-style punt where they kind of, you know, roll out and kick the ball.
like Gilmer.
They're going to try to onside kick us a bunch, I imagine, so we'll be ready for that. You know, we go through our whole gamut of game planning every week and prepare, and I can take some comfort in the fact that I know we're preparing and practicing as hard as we possibly can. We're holding kids accountable, you know, and all you can do is give it your best, man, and that's where let the chips fall where they may. And I know I'm doing that, you know, so I've got confidence in the fact that I'm not leaving any stone unturned. I'm not allowing the kids to come out there and go through the motions. We're practicing hard and long and, you know, trying to prepare as hard as we possibly can, and then we got to go play.
Well, so. The thing is you're proving that because of the change, the personnel change you did on defense, because that was something outside the box.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, because, you know, this is where he plays, this is where he played. Now, let's try it over here.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a blessing.
Yeah, it was a good move for us,
yeah,
for sure.
And then, of course, you know, on the offensive side, you know, Batten's out. You say, okay, you're getting the haul of it. Let's
yeah.
see what you can do. And he shows out.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a blessing. So you can go, all right, we can go two-headed now if we need to, you know.
Yeah.
Because I need Batten to play more on defense or,
yeah,
you know,
for sure,
whatever. So, you know, the thing is that at some point you just say, I got to try this, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing that since, and, you know, injuries have caused that.
So, right.
You know, I was telling somebody earlier, you know, in 3A football, and I'm not making excuses, this is a fact, the bottom line is regardless of who we have, we need to get the job done, but we're down six starters from August. You lose six starters in 3A football,
yeah,
when you're already a young team,
that's a lot.
That's tough,
yeah,
you know, and six, and those are not just six, you know, guys, it's six really good players. Some of them 3-year starters.
Right.
Gone. In a blink of an eye, you know, and you just don't replace that experience with young guys, you know, and so we're taking some lumps, man, but, you know, like you said, it'd be better for the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and the thing is, like I said, don't pack your pipe yet for the future because we're still playing now,
yeah.
And like you said, the goal is still playoffs and to stir it up, so definitely. All right, well, we're going to step aside, take a break. When we come back, you pick them, and we'll go from there. And we'll see if Coach Morton still enjoys you pick him. Jason asks, when is Arkansas going to let the varsity play on Saturday? All right, we're going to ignore Jason. But big jerk. This is the Atlanta Rabbits Coaches Show on KPYN AM/FM and KPYN.net. Broadcasting live at the Rabbit Patch, 122 East Hiram Street, downtown Atlanta. Come down and see us. The lights are on.
Haven't you worked hard for your money? A successful retirement plan doesn't have to be difficult. It can be constructed with proper discipline and the right investment products. Hi, this is Jeff Peace with Jeff Peace Financial in Atlanta. You deserve a plan of action that may help you have the retirement you've always envisioned. So give me a call at 903-796-7948 and we can sit down and customize a plan to meet your needs. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC.
The burger. All right, well, you text me what you want and we'll get it done.
For the best prices on fabrics for quilting and children's clothing, come to Cass County Cottontails Fabric and Quilt Store, 109 East Main Street in downtown Atlanta. At Cass County Cottontails, every fabric is $6 a yard, plus 100% cotton. Want a quilt or memory bear made for someone special? They can take care of that too. See Louise Lynch and Penny Lynn at Cass County Cottontails, 109 East Main Street, Atlanta. Call 430-562-7050.
Piazza Paint and Body and owner Ryan Piazza are driven to be the best. At Piazza Paint and Body, they work with your insurance company and they repair your vehicle like new. Best of all, Piazza Paint and Body backs up their work with a written lifetime warranty. That's Piazza Paint and Body, 1003 South Louise in Atlanta. Call 903-796-7828. Piazza Paint and Body, they're driven to be the best. Call 903-796-7828.
High school students don't wait. Graduate at a school where it's all about student success. Premier High School is a free public charter high school where you can enroll and graduate at your own pace. Premier High School caters to individual students and gives teachers and parents the ability to work together for the benefit of every child. Whether your student's fallen behind, dropped out, wants to graduate early, or is just unhappy, Premier High School is now enrolling grades 9 through 12 and tuition is totally free. Come by 3468 Summerhill Road or call 430-200-4385.
Racket and Jog is pleased to support local high school athletics. We are T-shirt headquarters for the entire Texarkana area. Our famous Racket and Jog tees now come in your school colors. Check out the huge selection of tees from names you know and love, like Patagonia, North Face, Fayette Chill, Lauren James, Southern Tide, Southern Point, and Southern Marsh. Racket and Jog on Richmond Road, two blocks north of the mall. Make Racket and Jog your T-shirt headquarters.
Overhead Door, the garage door company that has been with your family from the beginning. Through all the ups and downs of life, from the small repairs to making your vision a reality. Overhead Door, your trusted garage door expert since 1921. Be sure you're getting the genuine, the original Overhead Door service. Just look for the red ribbon logo. Overhead Door Company of Texarkana, 6014 North State Line, Texarkana, Arkansas. Call 903-838-6004 or visit ohdtxk.com.
Looking for a fun place to eat? Look no further than the Rabbit Patch at 122 East Hiram in downtown Atlanta. Robert and Jan Carter take pride in serving delicious food in a fun atmosphere. They have 100% certified Angus beef burgers. Their fries are fresh cut, and they have amazing shakes, sundaes, and floats all made to order with real hand-dipped ice cream. Order online at rabbitpatchatl.com. The Rabbit Patch, 122 East Hiram Street in downtown Atlanta.
KPYN, AMFM, and KPYN.net. Jim Davenport, along with athletic director, head football coach of the Atlanta Rabbits, Coach Tyler Morton. And we're hanging out. He's already ordered his food. And, of course, he did order the same stuff as always because, you know, right?
This is good.
Yeah, well, but you don't know if anything else is good because you keep getting the same thing.
No, I've tried other things, Jim.
Okay, yeah, but not enough. Not all of it. Not the whole menu.
I haven't.
That's right. Right. Your wife busted you out on that.
That's stuff I don't like.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get to it. You pick them. All right. After last week, you went 2-3. Right?
I went 2-3.
Yeah. Let me make sure.
Did I?
Hold on. Let me just calm down. Hold on. All right. Marlon kept my napkin that I wrote it on. That's why I brought a notepad. All right, you took Washington.
Yeah, they won.
They did. You took Notre Dame. No, you did not take Notre Dame. You took USC.
I did.
That's right, so that's a loss. You took North Carolina. That's a win.
Yeah.
That's two. And then you took UCLA. That's a loss.
I did.
And then you took Kentucky, because I'm the only one that took Mizzou.
That's true.
So you went 2-3. All right.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me.
I'll confirm that.
All right. So after that, you are now you're still positive, but just barely. You're 16-15. All right. And what did Jim do? Do we need to tell everybody?
We don't. You already said it.
Okay. Well, I want to say it again because it's pretty cool. 2 5-0s in a row. 5-0. Washington, Notre Dame, UNC, North Carolina, Oregon State, and then Mizzou, which means misery. And it's misery for them because now they've awoken the beast. I am now sitting at 19-12. And I've already picked my games because that's what you requested, and Coach Roddy agreed with you. All right, so the games. Penn State, number 7, Penn State, at number 3, Ohio State. I chose Penn State.
I'm taking Penn State, too.
All right, you're going Penn State. So I'm going to put a big M right there. All right. Number 17, Tennessee, at number 11, Bama.
Take Bama.
And you're not even going to hesitate. You're not even going to explain why?
This is Bama.
Okay, well, I almost went with Tennessee but I just don't think they're physical like Arkansas, right?
Yeah,
plus, they're at home. All right, number 16, Duke versus number 4, Duke. No, I'm kidding. Number 4, Florida State.
Florida State.
All right. I would love to see Duke make the upset. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do that. Sorry. I almost messed you up saying he went with Tennessee. Number 14, Utah at number 18, USC.
I'm going to take USC just to shake it up a little bit.
Okay.
They're going to bounce back after taking that butt whipping.
You really think so?
I do.
All right. That was a butt whipping. All right.
Maybe
now, we're going to do two unranked teams, but conference games. And I said, and they're both from the ACC. I figured, why not, right?
Yep.
So, and then they had the same records, too. That's the other reason why I did with it. Boston College at 3-3 against Georgia Tech.
For Georgia Tech.
All right. And then the other one, and this you and I differ on this one, I think.
Yep.
Clemson on the road, 4-2, Miami, the U, or the little U, at 4-2, Miami Hurricanes. And you're going, I went with Clemson.
I'll take Miami.
All right, Miami. All right, so we differ on two games,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So maybe you can catch up with me. Ah! No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I do want to remind everybody the Atlanta Rabbits will be in action, of course, Thursday night at home, 7th and 8th grade combined B team, and then 7th and 8th grade games, followed up by that. The first B game is at what time?
At 4:30.
That's what I thought.
There might be a change in schedule. I'm getting an email now from the assigner saying there's an official shortage, so we have to play all one side again. I'll put that out on social media if that changes.
And then you can reach out to me, and I can tell everybody on our social media too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget to tell me, though.
I won't forget.
Okay. We'll see. All right. And then, of course, tomorrow night, starting at 5 o'clock, it is volleyball, JV volleyball first. And then 6:30 will be the battle for first place, Queen City, Atlanta. Should be fun. There's no doubt about it. And, that's right. I forgot to tell everybody. Yeah, because you're not going to be here next week. Your brother, right?
We're trying to work that out where he can come.
Yeah, we got to get someone to cover his class. Jason, you cover his class. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, Andrew, right? He's going to come. And we're going to see if we're going to bring Andrew back after next week, right?
Give me another break.
I'm kidding. But, yeah, Coach Tyler Morton is going to be in Grand Prairie with the cross-country team, which I think is awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that's good that you're going to be there. But, yeah, I'm glad he brought that up. Because we talked about it, but we didn't say he was filling in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, of course, you get to tell him he gets free food, so he'll be all over.
He won't eat here.
What?
He's so regimented in what he eats. So he there's nothing on the menu over there that he's going to eat.
He can eat those eggs and bacon now.
He might do that.
Okay, so you let him know that.
Yeah.
And I'll eat toast for him.
Right.
He won't eat that, right?
No.
Yeah.
He is, like, major health conscious.
Yeah. Tell that guy to feel it. He's not going to like hanging out with me. That's for sure. All right, well, we got to go. All right, so for Coach Tyler Morton, I'm Jim Davenport. This has been a presentation of the Atlanta Rabbit Coaches Show on KPYN, AMFM, and .net.
On 95.5 FM. That's right.
No punk, no funk, no elevator junk.
Just real rock, like Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, and more. We're North Caddo and Cass County's real rock stations. K104.1 FM and 1320 AM in Vivian.
And 95.5 FM in Atlanta.
Emergency summit on Tuesday as concerns grow that the war between Israel and